Retail shops or various chain stores where the commodity is found have hiked from $1 to $2 per 1 kilogram packet. One cannot buy more than 2 packets, a development that is forcing consumers to scramble for it. Ilovo has since blamed consumers, saying their panic buying has led to unavailability of the commodity. But consumers feel the situation is pathetic. They liken it to 2012, when the product was also scarce due to various forces like fuel shortage and persistent power blackouts. I spoke to Daniel Nyirongo in Blantyre, who had this to say, with suggestions to the authorities.
The sugar crisis is indeed a huge problem for the country. Sugar is an essential commodity for the households, and its scarcity is a huge and big concern for people, because they will have challenges in ensuring that they use the sugar for preparation of their various meals that they may need. So it's high time that as a country, we needed to diversify our sugar production in Malawi. We needed to have at least 3 or more other companies to compete with Ilovo. The Salima Sugar Company seems not to have taken off on a high note. Their sugar is not anywhere else to be found. So essentially, people are still relying on one sugar supplier in Malawi, which is Ilovo. The crisis that has affected Ilovo should be a wake-up call to the government to ensure that we invest in the right things in the country.
Another consumer, Paul Kalaje, echoed Nyirongo's sentiments.
To be honest, the situation is really bad, as sugar is one of the basic commodities in our day-to-day life. Despite the commodity scarcity on the market, but let's look at this. The prices have also gone up, which is a challenge to most of the consumers. As you know, many people in towns and locations, we live what we call hand-to-mouth. Whatever the money we get that day, we use it the same day. So the increase in the prices is just making the situation to be more worse. In disregarding that the commodity is not readily available on the market, but the financial hardships that has affected the consumers. Apart from the consumers that have suffered a lot, I also think the retailers that sell the sugar in low quantities, in our groceries, in our localities, have also faced a setback as their business has been compromised. So in my mind, I think it's time now to invest in sugar production.
Ilovo Sugar Malawi officials say every time the country is in wet season, there are always problems of cane transportation from the fields to the factory due to wet grounds. Ilovo Sugar, which is visible in almost 6 Sudi countries, has since issued a fresh statement saying it is doing everything possible to ensure sugar availability returns to normal. Malawi also faced a sugar crisis in 2012 during the leadership of the late Bingu wa Mutharika. George Mhango, Channel Africa, Blantyre.